This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Just because no report on a Donald Trump speech would be complete without this line, here you go.
We are in a competition with the world, and I want America to win.
Speaking of winning, the U.S. team is doing all right so far down in Rio, but Olympic authorities are under some pressure from a British group to admit a new sporting event. Well, not so new, really. The conservation group English Heritage wants jousting to get some international love. Here's Marketplace's Stephen Beard.
The campaign to get jousting into the Olympics may seem rather quaint, but English Heritage has invested heavily in this medieval sport and wants it to reach a wider audience. Lucy Hutchings is the group's head of events.
It's really important for us to be able to engage with the public so they understand the incredible kind of rich history that surrounds them.
The group has hosted countless jousting events at its castles as a way of bringing history to life. But is this really suitable for a 21st century Olympics? Galloping towards your opponent at 30 miles an hour and smashing them off their horse? It all sounds, well, medieval.
The point is to break your lance on your opponent and to hit them in very specific places upon their armour. So you get different points depending on whereabouts you strike them. It's not about knocking them off their horse.
4 centuries after it peaked as the ultimate spectator sport, jousting is making a comeback. From his stables here in Northamptonshire, Dominic Sewell runs a company called Historic Equitation. Launched only a few years ago, it now turns over $2 million annually, staging jousts with richly caparisoned horses and, of course, Latter-day Knights dressed in shining armour.
This goes, fits on the arm. You can see it's all different laminations around the elbow here.
The whole kit can weigh more than 80 pounds, so you have to be pretty fit to get on the horse and ride.
You've got to, of course, hold a 12-foot lance at the same time.
12-foot lance, exactly, which, again, at the end of the day, I still have to manoeuvre that lance at 25 miles an hour on a charging horse. So that takes skill and dedication to the craft.
Making this, says Sewell, the perfect Olympic sport. Weightlifting, fencing and dressage all rolled into one. But in a modern sea of spandex and lycra, wouldn't the jousters look out of place?
Wouldn't it be a little bizarre in the 21st century having Olympiads competing in medieval suits of armour?
Golf's currently there. Skateboarding. Many other martial arts are. There's no reason why the armoured sports couldn't be either.
His horse at least seems to be raring to go, but not everyone involved in jousting is quite so gung-ho about getting it into the Olympics.
Well, welcome everybody to today's gallery talk.
Toby Capwell, curator of arms and armour at the Wallace Collection in London, takes visitors on a tour of some of his exhibits. He's not only a museum curator, but also a keen jouster. He's nervous about the campaign to make it an Olympic sport.
I worry that you would lose everything that makes it wonderful.
He can't imagine the Olympic authorities would allow people to clank around the stadium in medieval armour. He fears they'd be forced to wear Kevlar and Velcro. The colour and flamboyance of his beloved sport would be lost, detaching it from historical reality. At its peak, he says, jousting was about exaggerating physical appearance and flaunting social domination.
The joust is the proof of the rights of an aristocratic society. Superheroes are real, and they're in charge.
And he says if a bunch of medieval knights descended on a modern Olympics, another major scandal would likely ensue.
Knights wanted you to believe that they were stronger, better, more powerful than ordinary human beings. And yeah, they would have loved performance-enhancing drugs. I mean, they would have taken them by the sackful.
Jousting may have more in common with the modern Olympics than I thought. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.